So again, agav, the word or in the Mishnah. So the Gemara had some interesting discussions trying to decipher what this word might mean. In particular, whether it means urta or boker, whether it means a nighttime or daytime. Now, we already know that the Gemara's conclusion is that the proper reading of the Mishnah is or larba asar, means the evening of Yudalit. But till the Gemara gets to that, it analyzes several psukim, several halachos, and, you know, we are all the richer for that. So agav, when the Gemara was discussing the psukim in Bereishis, b'la'or kara yom, l'choshach kara laila, so the this becomes an important Gemara to discuss a little bit, the status of day and night, in particular up to the point of Tzeisa Kochavim, whether or not that's still considered to be Yom or not. So again, without reviewing the whole thing, what we tried to explain was that if you take this Gemara and the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Brachos alone, you could certainly walk away with the impression, and that is the view of some of the Mefarshim, that the Jewish or the Halachic day is a very simple phenomenon. And that is that it begins at Alos, ends at Tzeis. Again, we still don't know exactly how to count Alos and Tzeis based on that alone. But either way, Alos is the beginning of the day and Tzeis is the end of the day. There are no differences between, the end of the day and the beginning, you know, of the night. You know, basically, there's a transition. What about Ben Hashmashos? And what about the discrepancy in terms of our own experience of Tzeis HaKochavim as opposed to, you know, what some of these times imply? So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, really, you know, there are some variables. We're not sure exactly how to calculate, how to count everything. In other words, medium Kochavim, large Kochavim, small Kochavim. Ben Hashmashos, you know, again, is related to exactly how you calculate. That's one approach. However, what we tried to show was that there's also a lot of evidence for a more complicated day, in which there is primarily, a transition, and Tzeis HaKochavim mostly is nighttime, and Alos HaShachar is mostly daytime. But number one, there's a major debate among the Rishonim, the Poskim, earlier even the Gonim, as to, you know, how to calculate, and then get very extreme views, like the Urayim was a very early evening, in a way, and whose Ben Hashmashos is actually prior to Shkia. But once you have astronomical Shkia for the Urayim, that's pretty much nighttime. That's Tzeis HaKochavim, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, who has Tzeis HaKochavim 72 minutes after Shkia, and of course Ben Hashmashos in between. And then you have the Gonim, who, you know, start counting Ben Hashmashos from Shkia Sachama. But what we tried to really explain was that even according to all the Shitos, there seem to be some exceptions. So that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Dam is Nifsa B'Shkia Sachama, which is considerably, you know, earlier than 72 minutes after Shkia. It's much earlier. So it's 72 minutes earlier. So that's when Dam is Nifsa B'Shkia Sachama. And we pointed out similarly that Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shagas Aryeh, there's all sorts of discussions. What's the latest point of Davin Mincha? When does Shkiras Yetzias Mitzrayim begin? In the morning of parallels, especially for the Rambam, typically you'd think that midoraisa everything is alos, but it sounds like the Rambam thinks that there are dinei doraisa that are also nates. So, and then of course you throw into that whole mix plaga mincha for a certain dinim where you need seemingly nighttime, apparently anticipating night, the zone before or the end of the final period of the day in anticipation of the transition is good enough. In some cases, too, certain dinim depend on plaga mincha. So it's a very fascinating study. We're not going to have time to do any more of it right now. But what comes out is that there may be a much more complex view of the day, meaning there are, of course, Ben HaShemashos itself. We read the Ritva in Yoma. I think that's where we left off. And that was the view in the world of Brisk as well. The Ben HaShemashos isn't just a suffix when the transition takes place, but that it has elements, contradictory elements of day and night. It's both a no man's land and a hybrid. And consequently, the day is more complicated than we think. Even the possibility of distinguishing between phases within a day, as opposed to perceiving the transition from one day to the next day, may be an issue. Okay. So anyways, we'll leave it at that for now. The reason this was important was not only because of the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph, which says that until Tzeis Kochavim, it's still daytime, but also because of the Ravid. The Ravid says that in the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara finally knows that Or means nighttime, so then the question is, why use that phrase? So the Baal HaMor says, often when we, you know, begin a Masechta or a topic, you know, you want to begin on a positive note. Night has a more positive connotation, you know, than, I'm sorry, day has a more kind of positive connotation, you know, than night. It's often like a symbol, you know, as we see in our Gemara, for Yemos HaMashiach, or Olam Haba, or Geula, right? You know, it's Bayashkem Avram Baboker. You know, it's Be'avek Ishimo Adalos HaShachar. You know, Choshech has this, obviously, negative connotation. So that's Baal HaMor. The Ravid, however, disagrees. Ravid says it isn't true. Doesn't account to the evidence. We'll see two more pieces of the evidence in just a minute. But the Ravid says, in his opinion, the reason that Lamaskano, we use the phrase or, is whenever we want to emphasize that the action begins when there's still some intermingling, some mixture of light, even though it's a transition into the next day or into the evening. And there's a debate, you know, what that means. So the Chak Yaakov, others understood that the Ravid was talking about the beginning of Tzeis HaKochavim, meaning sometimes it's not enough to tell us that the new phase or a mitzvah or whatever it is begins at Tzeis HaKochavim. Sometimes it's also important to emphasize that we begin immediately without delay. In other words, that we be prompt. So that's why we say or, because there's still maybe some residual light, you know, in the very beginning of the transition period. However, that's already a chiddush. I think I mentioned that when the Rambam talks about Bedikas Chametz, he talks about it as a din in Tchilas, you know, Halayla, as if to say it's not just reason, you know, Magdim and the Mitzvos, to do it in the beginning of the period in which, you know, the task can be accomplished, but that the real chiyuv is Tchilas Halayla, right at the beginning. That's a different idea. Almost like everything after it, we'll see a different example of this in just a couple of minutes. Almost like everything that follows for the rest of the night is like second best. It's like Tashlumin, you know, but the Ikar is Betchila.
Rav, it's very interesting. According to Baal HaMor, who stresses about we don't want to really stress the idea of Laila, but that.
You could stress Laila. He's just not stressing or.
An or. So you'd rather use the word or when it comes to Laila. But it's very interesting because a lot of the theme of Pesach is Laila. Ba'iba chatzia Laila. How say there is at Laila. So Laila is the theme of Pesach. And yet when it comes to the B'dikas Chametz, we're stressing the or. But Laila.
Good point. I don't have a good answer, but yeah, it's a good point. Well, I mean, you're saying even if in general you have like Zalash and Nikia, et cetera.
Right, but then,
but when so it comes to Leil, this isn't Leil Pesach, this is the night before. But
still.
Yeah, I understand. It's a good point. Anyway, the Ravid's Chiddush of or intermingling which is kind of also downgraded a little bit by the Chag Yaakov, is embraced by others as referring to actually Shkias HaChama. That's a much bigger Chiddush. And the other question is, why? I mean, if night, you know, or the next day really begins at Tzeis, so why would Shkia qualify? So according to what we've been saying, which is that it's a little more complicated than that, maybe unequivocal night is at Tzeis, you know, but maybe the beginnings of night, or maybe the transition from one day to the next already begins at Shkia, even though night is night, you know, maybe is only at Tzeis. Whatever the distinctions that we are, you know, we've mentioned and that we are hinting at, could account for why it is that the Ravid might think that Bedikas Chametz. But we'll see in a moment, not just Bedikas Chametz, also the Malos of Yoledes and Dinei Nosar, I'll get to those in a minute, why they begin at Shkia and not at Seis. The other possibility is that maybe it goes back to the Yerushalmi that we mentioned a couple weeks back. That is that the Yerushalmi seems to say Bedikas Chametz, number one, he quotes Psukib, unless they're an Asmachta, they may be Daraisa. But one of them is Ushmartim Esayom Azeh. So the idea that Yom Yudalid requires Shmira, that meaning that it already is kind of marked off, you know, bracketed off as a kind of time, you know, of having your home at least baduk michametz, maybe that means that you have to start a touch before, meaning that by the time you get to tzeis, it's already done lechatchila. So maybe that's the pshat in the Ravid, that it's or lar basar, to make sure that even, you know, once you get formally to tzeis kochavim, you know, that already you're in the midst of the bedika, it's already shamor, or you've even, you know, maybe completed part of the bedika. So these are things to think about, and we'll get back to them as well. What I'd like to do now is move forward in the Shaka V'Tari, the Gemara, and just, you know, zero in on a couple of quick points. Really, we mostly want to get to Dav Dalid, where the action on Bedikas Chametz continues. But before we do, some interesting Shaka V'Tari that I thought we would just run through today, if we also need next week, to finish off. So let's pick up from, I think, where we left off in the Shaka V'Tari, and that is on Dav Beis Amud Beis. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. Meisvei Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Meisvei Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is Beis Amud Beis. Botkin Orlar Basar, Ubarba Asar Shachris, Ubishas Abir. So Rabbi Yehuda, this is based on the Mishnah later on, speaks about there being three phases, three times, where you do Bedikas Chametz. If you recall, when we discussed the Ran, and I believe the Maram Chalava, you know, they were quoting, you know, this line of Rabbi Yehuda to try to prove that Bedikas Chametz is a Dindaraisa. Okay, either way, we'll get back to that Braisa. But the first one, of course, is based on our Mishnah, and that is Botkin or Lar Basar. The second one is Ubar Ba'asar Shachris. The third one is Shasbir. Shasabir is, of course, Chatzos. So if we've discussed Chatzos, we've discussed the morning, and all that's left is the first one, which is or Lar Ba'asar. So what is that? Clearly, says the Gemara, Midikam Rav Yehuda Botkin or Arba'asar, Ubarba'asar Shachris, by contrast, Alma, or Urtahu, Shmamina. So we see from here that or must be evening. Okay. Then the Gemara says, however, we have another Braisa. What's that? Meisvei. Me'emasai Arba'asar Osir Batsias Malacha. So this gets us into an interesting issue, which is a much bigger topic, but I want to touch on it. And that is the question of Isur Malacha on Erev Chag HaMatzos, on Yudalit. So the quote is that when is it asur to do malacha on the 14th of Nisan? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Mishas Ha'or, right? That's, of course, why we're quoting this. That's the relevance. Or time. What is or time? We'll get to in a moment. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Mishas Ha'netzachama. Rabbi Yudah said that it begins, the prohibition against malacha begins at Netzachama, at sunrise. Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said Mishas Ha'or, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, "V'chiyechen matzini yom shemiktsaso asur b'asiyas malacha u'miktsaso muter b'asiyas malacha." Where do we find that you split up the day? Because again, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? That the isur malacha begins at Netzachama. So he's saying, you know, where do we find, you know, that a miktsas hayom is asur b'malacha, right? So, well, first I'll go through the Shaka V'Tari, then we'll break it down. The Gemara says, Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda answered him, and he said, what, such a big deal? It's impossible to find that we break up the day seemingly artificially. Hu atzmo yochiach, she miktsaso mut b'achilas chametz, u miktsaso asur, Bachilas Chametz, because the day of Yudalit itself is a broken up day. It's a subdivided day, right? Because at Chatzos, right, Chametz is Asur. Before Chatzos, Min HaTorah, it's Mutter. So what's the big deal that we have also this phenomenon of a subdivided day, meaning where we're not taking the day holistically as a unit in a consistent way? Well, we have that with regard to malacha because we have it with regard to chametz. Ah, so that's the discussion. Now, what does the word or mean for Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaakov? So the Gemara says, Midkam Rav Yudah Mishas Netzachama. Since Rabbi Yehuda says Netzachama, right? Alma, or to come Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or to who? So it must be that the or of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is nighttime. Because daytime, nates, is already covered, according to Rabbi Yehudah. If they argue, it must be that he... So what emerges from this, of course, is fascinating. The Gemara thought that there would be an Isra, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there's an Isra Malacha on the night, starting from the night of Yudalit. I don't know whether, for the Ravid, for the Magen Avraham, it's Shkiyas Achama of Yud Gimel to Yudalit. Everybody else would be Tzeisa Kochavim. So Yudalit at night, according to this view in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, would already be Asur. That's how you can understand the question that he raises, the objection to Rabbi Yehuda. What did he say to Rabbi Yehuda? How can you say Nates, Heichan Matzinu, a day that is Miktsas Asur and Miktsas Mutter? Why? Because the day typically begins at night. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying, Bishloma, my view, I think that there's Isra Malacha already on Yudalit in the evening. So the whole Yudalit is Asur B'Malacha. But according to you, that it's only starting in the morning, at Nates, how could there be an Isra Malacha that begins at Nates? And it doesn't extend from the night before. Right? Oh. Okay. So the Gemara says no. No. That's not the pshat. La. My or Amra Shachar. Actually, or, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, doesn't mean the night of Yudalid. It means earlier in the day of Yudalad. It means Alos HaShachar. Amar HaShachar. So really then, the argument, in other words, previously we thought that the argument of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim was, when does the Isur Melacha begin? At night, like it would in a typical day, where the night leads, or in the morning, although it's an interesting morning because it's Nates. Now the Gemara is saying, no, the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim is about a much finer detail. They both agree that there is no Isur Melacha at night. They argue whether the Isur Melacha begins at Nates or at Alos. Says the Gemara, but Ihachi, the Kamal Eichem Batzin of Yom Shemitzasa Mutter Batzias Melacha, and Mitzasa Osir Batzias Melacha, name it Yulinav Shei. Ha'ika Laila, the Kashari, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Who, why is he throwing stones? Meaning, you know, he's living in a glass house. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you possibly justify Isur Melacha beginning at Nates? Right? It doesn't make sense. You can't split up the day that way. But he himself is splitting up the day because the day typically begins at night. So good, he's pushing it back to Alos or Amar HaShachar. But typically, when it comes to Isur Melacha, you would go by the Kedusha Sayyum by the night. So the objection that he raises against Rabbi Yehuda is something which he himself needs to justify. Says the Gemara, no, we could be b'chalek. Hachi kamar. Bishlam ledidi, according to my own perspective, which is that this Isur Melacha begins at Amar HaShachar, not at Nates. To begin at Nates would be artificial, but it's okay to begin at Amar HaShachar, at Boker, at morning, or at Yom. That's okay. Why? Bishlam ledidi ashkachna de kapogir abanan, Ben Yamama Lilelia, because we do find this phenomenon elsewhere. Where? Gabi Tainis Tzibor, right? Where this week is going to be Asar B'Teves, right? So Tainis Tzibor begins Ad Masayocha Vishosa, Ad Shiala Amud Hashachar. Right? Some people get up in the morning. You know, they can't do without their coffee. So they get up before Amar HaShachar, you know, and they eat their breakfast. You can do that on this kind of a tainus. So, Div Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rab Shimon Amar Ad Kros HaGaver, fine. El Lididach, Hechesh Kachna Yamama Gufe De Palgi Rebbe Rabbanon. But if we're talking about your view, which is Netzachama, where do we find that something is prohibited Netzachama, but it wasn't prohibited at Elos HaShachar? Now, I will say, this is a much stronger, in light of everything we discussed last time, and there's much, much more, as I indicated, you know, this becomes a very interesting question. We pointed out last time that Rashi, in Megillah, and Daf Chav, explaining the Mishnah that says that, you know, all sorts of mitzvahs hayom lechatchila are at Nates. But b'diavad, you can do them at Amar HaShachar. Says Rashi, because really, really, the Zman is Amar HaShachar. And the reason we delay till Nates is Shema Yiteh. And therefore, b'diavad, of course, you could go back to Amar HaShachar. So according to that Rashi, it sounds like Amar HaShachar is really fundamentally Koveya, Tchila, Sayom, always. But I pointed out that it's not so simple, that the way that Tosis in Yoma, Lamed Zayin, reads that Mishnah and others, and certainly the Psakim of the Rambam all over the place, is that Netzachama is sometimes very prominent. And again, if you need unequivocal Boker, right, or a measurable you know, Zman. It could be that Neitz is again, I think I mentioned that the Rambam, for example, where he talks about the din of Derech Rechoka for Korban Pesach, thinks that it's measured by Netzach Chama till Chatzos. Sagasari says, I don't understand that at all. He doesn't understand it for two reasons. Number one, why does it end at Chatzos? You could do the Shechita all the way till Erev. Number two, why does it begin at Netzach Chama? If anything, it should begin, if it doesn't begin at Chatzos itself, it should begin at Amar HaShachar. Anyways, my point is, I think I mentioned when the Ram speaks about Mila also, which is one of the things in the Mishnah, but he makes it perfectly clear that, and Rashi sounds like that here as well, that it's Nates. Doesn't sound like Shema Yitte. Anyways, so it's interesting. I mean, Rabbi Lazar, according to the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov is saying, listen, there are some halachos which begin during the day and are not led by the night. And maybe this is one of them. But still, it should begin at Alos HaShachar, not at Nates. You shouldn't distinguish between Alos and Nates. How can there be an Isra Malacha that begins only at Nates? Interesting, if you look at Tosas here, Tosas explains the Nates here. He says, look at Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mishasa Or. Lamaita Maskinan or Mamish, that means alos. Nokad Rabbi Lozav and Yaakov, Shir Lamilse Betchilas Ayom. So what is he saying? The Koveya should be Tchilas Ayom, and that's Alos HaShacha. Rabbi Yehuda, how do you explain Rabbi Yehuda? Nokad Anetzachama, Mishas Knisas Poalim Lemalacha, Shu Achar Zrichas HaShemesh. So interesting, Tosas here obviously was troubled by, forget about the splitting of the day, just like what's the yichus of Netzach Hama here? So what I was saying before was, the Rambam thinks it's a yichus to Netzach Hama a lot. Some of the Rishonim think Kriyashma Netzach Hama Lechatchila a lot. But Tosas, not so excited about it. So Tosas says, no, here it's a din in Shas Yitzia LaMalacha. That's where it comes from. But if it's a real Isra Malacha, why does it depend on Shas Yitzia LaMalacha? That's an interesting question. Okay.
Rav.
Yeah.
When Mar asks a question, you find the Rabbanim wherever made a difference in the day itself, but we find it in Deraisa on Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, where the day itself is divided by the Torah about Isra Malacha. On the day itself, it's still day. That's the whole idea of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and the day is divided. So
right,
not
there
so
the idea, right? There, the idea is a din of Tosefes per se.
Okay, still divided. The day is still divided.
Right. Well, we'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Dividing the day per se isn't impossible, but again, the whole idea of Tosefes is that you have an ikar, and then there's a kiyum of being mosif. Whether that kiyum is, you know, your kind of hislavus, you know, or whether, like in Yom Kippur, it's a way of, you know, taking the Sheval Tasa of Vinisem, you know, and turning it into a kind of kumbase. I think there are various ways to explain it, but the idea is that, you know, it's, and that's the limud too, that is, and even then, right, you don't get the same, in the Zman of Tosefes, you don't get the, you know, the onus of kares. So it's a din of Tosefes al Azman. So you have a real Zman, and then you have a Tosefes al Azman. And that's fine. Here we're talking about the Ikar, you know, integrated din beginning at an artificial or an arbitrary time. Now, in Yom Kippur, in the end of the day, you know, the real calendar day is Koveh Lagabi Kares, right? Just that there's a din of Tosefes, maybe even for now, Ula Achareha, certainly with regard to V'Nisim, you know, for the reasons that I was hinting at. But you still have the Ikar day, you have the day, and pulsating out of that, you know, intrinsic, you know, Yom Kedusha, you have the Dine Tosefes. But here we're talking about starting, you know, an Isra Malacha at Nates. or starting an Isra Malacha at a los, yeah, before the Gemara gave that answer about Tainus, you know, even though the day really begins early, like, what is that? That's not an overflow. That's not in advance of or in the aftermath of. That's the Ikar Zman. That's why it's a problem. Okay, so let's just finish up this line, and then I want to go back and discuss this idea a little bit more. Anyway, let's just continue. El lidach hechash kachna yamama gufei. Right, again, that you don't have in Yom Kippur, where the Yom itself, the polgi be rabbana, between alos and nates. So the Gemara says, Amalei hu atzmo yochiach. He said, what's the big deal? She miktsaso muter b'achilas chametz, u miktsaso asur b'achilas chametz. He said to him, what? You're concerned that I'm breaking up, you know, that I'm starting from nates and I'm Xing out from alos till nates? In this very same day, Yom Yadalid, we have a bigger distinction, a Daraisa distinction, between Achilas Chametz, Lifnei, and La'achar Chatzos. Typically, Chatzos is not a, you know, breakup in the Kedushas Hayom. That's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Shaper Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi Elazar. Isn't that a pretty good argument? Gemara answers, Hachi Kamala Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar will answer by saying, Amina Lachana Malacha de Rabbanan, Yad Amrsli Chametz Daraisa, the Ad Hacha Asa Rachmana, the Ad Hacha Shar Rachmana. So anyway, that's kind of an interesting answer. What the Gemara is basically saying is what? So here, I think I have two ways to read this Gemara. The way that Rashi read it was as follows. The Atomrasli, Raya Bemili Doraisa, Shigzeres HaKosuv, Kachi, the Enzo Midas Chachamim. Rashi says something very profound, a little counterintuitive. Not Rashi's fault, the Gemara seems a little counterintuitive. If I said to you, you have a bigger problem with a Doraisa being broken up artificially or a Drabana? First of all, the stakes of Doraisa are higher. Moreover, the, you know, there could be all sorts of reasons for splitting up Drabana. Right? So Rashi basically says, it's Exeris HaKasuv. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows what he's doing. Baruch Hashem. So if he said achilek, he said achilek, that's it. You know, the way Rashi's reading this Gemara, it's kind of like Exeris HaKasuv. That's the, you know, like the ultimate Exeris HaKasuv. But a Dindrabanan, which the Chachamim fashion, we should understand, if it's against the typical rules, you know, that shouldn't be unfathomable or beyond our ability, you know, to comprehend. Like, why did they do it that way? Why did they make it that way? I think there's another possibility. That is, that the Din D'Oraisa, we'll get back to this, of Achilek, is a way of making a statement about the total day. We'll explain this pretty soon. Meaning, even though it's true that the Isra of Chametz only begins at Chatzos, the fact that there's an Isra of Chametz after Chatzos, as we'll see, has residual impact on the totality of the day. It's almost as if the Torah wanted to formulate Yom Yadalid as a kind of miktsas chagamatzos, or the beginnings of chagamatzos, or the, you know, hagdama. I always call it chagapesach, which we'll get to soon, as the hagdama to chagamatzos. And they did that by employing kind of half measures. One of the half measures was, you know, Achilek. And the result of that was that there are echoes of it already even before, not just after Chatzos. Another manifestation of that is the fact that the Onesh, you know, in Shehiyas Chametz, in Achilas Chametz, is on a lower level. And there are other expressions of, you know, this, you know, kind of quasi-status as well. It's actually going to fit in very well to what we're going to very briefly talk about in terms of Yisra Malacha. But so then it's not just, it is Gzeres HaKasav, of course, but the point is that this Din Daraisa fits in a way to projecting the status of Yom Yodaled, right, as something which, you know, both is and is not. That is a kind of, in other words, quasi Yom Tov. But the distinction between Alos and Nates here, that seems more problematic. Either way, the Gemara has one final argument on this point. The Gemara says, the Idech shows Drabanan. So then he turned to him and he said, it's not true that there's no Dorai, that there's no Drabanan, which is Miktsas Hayom, because we don't allow the eating of Chametz 2 hours before Chatzos, right? And we don't allow Isurei Hana already an hour before Chatzos. Those are called Shos Drabanan. So we see that even Dini Drabanan don't fit the pattern of like a whole day. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Of course, that's an easier one to answer. The Gemara says, V'idach, harchaka hu David Rabbanan lidoraisa. Though that isn't just an arbitrary. We understand why that is. Those are harchakos to protect the din doraisa. By the same token, if you look at Tosas here, look at the bottom Tosas. Hechamatzini yom shemiktsaso mutter umiktsaso asur. Tosa says, Hecha deleka svara kihacha. Tosa says, the issue isn't that we can't find any example of an artificial, you know, in the middle of the day distinction between dinim drabana. We can find it. The issue is, if we find it and it seems arbitrary, I mean, we don't understand it, like you said before. So at least on the Achilek Doraisa, so that's Gzeres HaKasuv, or that's the Rabbanu Shalom's way of doing it, whatever. But here we're talking about Isur Drabanan, if we're talking about Isur Drabanan, Lifnei Chatzos, certainly talking about Isur Drabanan, seems like you're talking about Drabanan. So if that's the case, you know, why would you distinguish between Alos and Nates? If you're talking about, you know, adding an hour of Yisra'na and 2 hours of Yisra'achila, you know, in Mishum Harchaka, we understand that. Or, for example, says Tosas, the Lake Svara Kiyacha Vekem Chametz, Daksha Lemine, Avalecha Dika Svara, Kiyon Lo Yocha Lanam and Amin Cholamala, Mishum Teyavan Ukiyotaba Lo Mairi. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But the Gemara says, you know, in the fourth parak, that you're not supposed to have like a big meal, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, at a certain point. Isur, in the middle of the afternoon? The answer is, yeah, of course, because the whole point of it is that you want to protect the integrity of the night meal of Shabbos or Yontif. So you're not going to start at Alos, you're not going to start at Nates. You're not even necessarily going to start a Chatzos. So they say, Yo, Samach Lemincha. The Gemara didn't have a problem with that. They just didn't understand what the basis would be if it's a formal juncture, then why in the middle of the day? If it accomplishes something obvious, then of course we understand why. Okay. So that is the that's the basic idea. So what I wanted to spend a little bit of time, just a couple of minutes, talking about a very big topic. And that is the nature of this din of Isser Malacha on Yom Yadalat. Okay? So far what we have here is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Originally the Gemara thought, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you're not allowed to do Malacha from the night of Yadalat. That's quite an amazing shita. Rabbi Yehuda thinks Nates the next morning. And the Maskana, the Gemara thinks Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov prohibits from Amud HaShachar and Rabbi Yehuda from Nates. But nobody thinks at night. Okay? Tosas Alatar, I mean Rashi Alatar, tries to put this in context. Rashi says, Osir Batsias Malacha, B'mokom Shenogu Bo Linog Iser. In a place where the Minog is that it's Osir. So I mean, in the Kaman, Mokom Shenogu Shlo Lasas Malacha, Enosin. This refers to the Mishnah later on, in the beginning of the fourth parak, which says that in the place where they had the tradition not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach, that should be respected. Tosas disagrees. Tosas says, Pirush Rashi, also Matzias Malacha, the Mokom Shenogu, Vein Yerulari, the parak Mokom Shenogu, Muchach Behedya, Rabbi Yehuda Isla Yisura Veloman Haga. It seems in the Gemara there in Psachim that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not a minhag but an Isser. It's a real Isser. Va'od, Toni Tana Yisura, the language here, Mei Masai Yudalid Osur, prohibited, Batsias Malacha. So we use language of Isser, says Tosas. Ba'atamras minhaga, and you're trivializing it by calling it a minhag. Vod nechzi hechinog. What's this debate about? It just depends what the minhag was. Kach nira debi iser vaday pligi ubegalil keicha de pligi astam b'masnisin be'shamai ubeisila. That really, it's not the argument here. Isn't about the minhag of iser malach on yom yedaled. It's within the mandamar that there's an Isser Malacha, even before Chatzos on Yudalid, as was the view in Galil. And it seems to be a discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So just for a minute, again, I don't want to get too involved in this, but I don't know whether we'll have an opportunity so much later. Actually, Dr. Horowitz, you know, said to me at the end of last year, I see he's there on the bottom, that we should really learn Makom Shenogu. I don't know if he's, you know. So I guess I took it a little bit to heart. But I think he meant more the question of, you know, for those people who go away to Eretz Yisrael, for Yontif, or Bnei Eretz Yisrael who come to Chutz La'aretz, again, that's the main sugya. So at least we could do a little bit, and then at some point, maybe before Pesach, we'll actually do it. Anyways, here on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Mokom Shenogu Lasas Malacha Barbei Psachim. I just want to look at the three Mishnayos for a minute, and then I just want to talk about this idea very quickly. Mokom Shenogu Lasas Malacha Barbei Psachim Ad Chatzos is on the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph. Okay, places where the minhag is to do Malacha, Erev Pesach, until Chatzos, Osin. That's a legitimate view, and that is something that you could continue to do. Malkam Shenogu Shelo Lasos, but if you're in a place where the practice is not to do Malacha, Ein Osin. Then you have, that's what Dr. Horowitz is referring to, of course, then you have the famous principle, holech mimakom she'osin l'makom she'inosin, or mimakom she'inosin l'makom she'osin, nos ninolav chumrei makom she'yatza misham, chumrei makom she'halach l'sham. That if you're involved in two different places which have conflicting minhagim, so the rule is that we impose upon you the chumras of both places. Chumrei amakom sheyatza misham, right? And chumrei amakom shehalach l'sham. And of course, many of the Rishonim thought already, and definitely a lot of the poskim, that the same principle should apply to, you know, Yontif Sheni Shalgalios, for people who come, you know, from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and how that plays out. It's not so simple. There's a famous tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, where he says that in his opinion, this really is not the same issue at all. Again, I don't want to get a far field in this. I'll be happy to do it another time. But the Chacham Tzvi has an amazing ha'ara. He says, listen, the din of makom shenoagu, conflicting makom shenoagus, and the principle of, you know, nosnin or metilin malav chumras makom shenbo l'sham is only when ein amakom gorem. What that means is, you have a minig in Jamaica States, and you have a minig in Kew Gardens, and you have a minig in St. Louis, and you have a minig in Detroit, right? And the minhagim have zero to do with the place, except that, you know, it just happens to be that, you know, the traditions, or there might be some trivial reason, but there's no direct correlation between the makom and the minhag. So, for example, you know, whatever it is, let's say Malach on Erev Pesach, right? Let's say Chicago and Detroit are at odds. Right, or Forest Hills and Kew Garden Hills are at odds. The issue has nothing to do with the place. Chacham Tzvi argued, however, when it comes to the question of Yontif Sheni Shalgalios, he argued, Hamakom Gorem, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they observe only one day. You know, it's not a coincidence. It doesn't happen to be the way they happen, you know, Lemaisa to do it. It's because the Beis HaMikdash was in Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaKodesh and Ibur HaShanah and all these things were in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you know, the community in Eretz Yisrael didn't have the minhag of Yontif Sheni Shalgalios. Not, but you can't, you know, you can't compare that, you know, to Malacha on Erev Pesach, because there's Hamakom Gorim. Anyways, that's not for now. But this is the famous Mishnah. Anyways, this is one Mishnah. The second Mishnah is the Mishnah Nun Hei Omer Aleph. When the Mishnah says, the Chachamim Omrim, in the Medina, in other words, of Yehuda, they had the practice to do Malacha on Erev Pesach, Ad Chatzos, Ubegalil, Lo Hayosin Kalikar. Right? In Galil, they didn't do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Halayla, Besham Hayosrim, just like there was a view in our Gemara that said Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is Oser Balayla, actually, Beis Shammai is Oser Malacha already the night of Yudalit. That's amazing. Beis Hillel Matirim Ara Netzachama. Beis Hillel, like Rabbi Yehuda, allowed Malacha until Netzachama. So the Gemara says, Mikara Tani Minaga, Ubisof Tani Yisura. What is this, a minhag or an iser? That's what Tosfos is referring to. Am Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. Ho Rabbi Meir, ho Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda, b'Yehuda ha'osin malacha b'arvei psachim ad chatzos, u'begalil ein an osin kol ikar. Am Rabbi Meir, ma raya, Yehuda v'galil l'kan. What do Yehuda and Galaf do with anything? Makom shenoga lasos melacha osin, makom shenoga shelalasos ein osin. But like, who cares? Why is that historically important? Just the rule is what's important. If there's a minog not to do melacha, you should respect that. If there's no such minog, then that's fine. Says the Gemara, midakam rabeir minhoga mechal Rabbi Yehuda yisura kamar. So Rabbi Yehuda arbaasar mutar batsias melacha batanya. Then the Gemara goes on. What comes out is that there's a debate between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda whether in Galil they abstain from melacha till chatzos and erev Pesach as a minog or as a halacha. Okay, that's what Tosfos is referring to. Then there's one more Mishnah. That is the Mishnah Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the next Mishnah, which says, Rameir Omer, Kol Melacha Shehitchil Bakodem L'Arba Asar Gomra Ba'Arba Asar. If you start a Melacha prior to the 14th day, you could complete it. Aval Lo Yatcha B'Tchila Ba B'Tchila Yedalad. Aval B'Shiyachal Gomra. But even if you could complete it during that day, you shouldn't L'Chatchila begin on your Dalit. So this is interesting to note. We'll get back to it. But almost all the Mefarshim assume that this Mishnah is referring to Mokom Shenoagu Lo Lasos Malacha. And they're telling you a Kula. Namely, even if you normally abstain from Malacha, if it's a continuation of a malacha that you began earlier in the week or before your Dalid, you're allowed to. And that's, most of the Mefarshim are limiting the chumrah of this minag or this iser, as the case may be. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis and in Yana Chazaka in Hilchos Yom Tov interestingly disagrees, and I think it's very much part of a pattern, which I'm going to discuss. Let me see if I can find it just in the back of the Gemara. If you look at Pirush Mishnayis Nun Hei Amud Aleph, one second. If you have in the back of your Shas Gemaras, oh, I see. The new ones, they move things around. See if I can find it. Oh, okay. So the Rambam says the following. This is Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Odious Barbon, huh? Okay. Lefikach etiru chachamim elo agimom melachos sheyatchil lasosim biyadalid. Aval b'makom shenagu, v'rameir omer afil b'makom shenagu, ein osin. Melacha lechatchila b'shumpanim. So the Rambam actually, in Pirshim Shnayis, and we'll see again in Hilchos Yom Tov, interprets this second Mishnah, L'chumra, not L'kula. That even B'makom, right, Shelo Nagu Isra Malacha to Chatzos, it only means if it's something Shehitchil Ba Kodim Yadalad. But to be Matchil Malacha Be Yadalad Atzmo, that is not permitted, even in a place where they're knowing malacha al katos. Big chomra. Okay, good. Now, let's get back to our Gemara for just a minute, or the issue for a moment. So, what is the nature of this Isra malacha that we're talking about? Whether it's lifnei katos or la'achar katos, what exactly is it? Is there a difference between Lifnei and Lachar Chatzos? The Gemara says, one more Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Nun Amud Beis. says the following. My area, Arve Psachim. The Gemara says, what do you mean Arve Psachim after there's Yesh Noagim Isra Malacha Ad Chatzos? Right? What's the big deal about Arve Psachim? Afilu Arve Shabbosos for Arve Yomim Tovim Nami. So if you look at Rashi explains there's something missing here. My iri arve psachim, liktoni ad chatzos, bimin haga. B'chalde mechatzos ul halon, osur. V'lam le misne chatzos, l'shmina nach diyuka, hakol arve yom tovim, asiri. Meaning, from the Mishnah, it sounds like there's a debate prior to chatzos, whether or not there's a minag, and later on, turns out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe not just a minag, but a din of Isra Malach or not. But the clear implication, as Rashi points out, seems to be that La'achar Chatzos, there's certainly an Isra Malach. Right? But is that something unique to Arve Psachim? Don't we find that there's an Isra Malach in advance of every Shabbos and every Yom Tov? As you get closer to the evening, afil arvish shabbos afil yom tovim nami. The tiny also malacha arvish shabbos of yom tovim mina min cholamala ain't a roa simin bracha liola. If a person engages in isra malacha, right, he won't be successful. Says the Gemara, haso min amincha ulamala udasir. Tzomach l'mincha, lo. Hoche mechatzos. Inami, hosom simen brachu d'lo chazi, avu shmute lo mishamtin alai. Hoche shmute inami mishamtin alai. So basically the Gemara wants to know what is unique about the implication that there's Isra B'locha on Yom Yidalit after chatzos. Right? You not row a simen bracha for Malacha that you do any Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. Says the Gemara, there are two answers. One is the timing. Is it Chatzos or is it Samach L'mincha? Right? The other is the Onesh. Ein Aroa Simin Bracha is much milder than Shimute Kamishanti. Okay. That's the Gemara. The question is as follows. When the Gemara made this original comparison, we'll start with after Chatzos. The assumption seemed to be that you can equate the Isra Malacha on Yom Yidalit after Chatzos with what we find, what we encounter every Erev Yontif, every Erev Shabbos. Certainly every Erev Yontif, every Erev Shabbos, no one thinks that that is Doraisa. And no one thinks that even as a Durabanan, that it's a fundamental halacha. Mostly it's a din in making sure that you'll get ready for Shabbos. So if there is an equation between these two dinim, then that sheds a lot of light on Yom Yidalit after Chatzos. So basically there are two ways to read this Gemara. The Gemara's original question assumes that the problem of Malacha, Acher Chatzos, and Yom Yidalid is a practical problem. And that fits in very nicely, certainly with Rashi and the Mishnah, if you look on Nun Amud Aleph for a minute, where Rashi says, although this Rashi seems to be talking about Kodem Chatzos, Rabbeinu David, Ramban actually earlier, assume that he applies it also to after Chatzos. I'm not so sure about that, but whatever. Rashi says, Shelo lasos, kedei shelo yehi torud b'malacha. We don't want you to get too preoccupied. There's nun amud aleph, right? V'yishkach bir chemtzo. You'll lose track of the important task of bir chametz. V'shchitas ha-pesach, v'tikun matzah, v'tzorach ha-layla. All the things you need to do on Erev Pesach, right? And to get ready for the Seder, all those things are jeopardized by, you know, working too late. The mitzvah l'troach mibod yom, very interesting Rashi, k'dei l'hasev maher, so that you're ready to go when the time is right, you know, for the Seder. K'damin l'perek basra, chotfin matzah b'lo psachim b'shul tinoka shel yishna. You don't want the children, you know, to fall asleep, so you want to get the Seder underway, you know, promptly. Okay. All that is very reasonable and understandable. Is that also the reasoning behind the more clearly more fundamental muskam isur malacha la'achar chatzos? So the Ramban in Mulchamos and Rabbeinu David even more explicitly, both here on Daf Beis and there on Daf Nun, assume so. They assume that what Rashi says, you know, about pre is also true, not on a minig level, but on a din level for post. So then, you know, the comparison to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif is a pretty good comparison, right? Because it's a practical problem. Namely, don't get distracted, start preparing for being conscious of your obligations on the Yom Kodesh, right? Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chag HaMatzos, as the case may be. So then the way to understand the Maskana of the Gemara, the question of the Gemara was Ma Nishtana, basically, right? What's the big deal? What's, why is this different? It's the same regular din where we always encounter. What's the Gemara's answer? There's a small difference. Maybe there's more of an urgency because there are more things to do. So either way, the Zman is at Chatzos, it's earlier, at least at Chatzos, and the Onesh is greater. However, there's another way to read the Gemara. And that is that while the assumption of the question remains the same, maybe when the Gemara distinguished between the Zman as well as the Onesh, maybe the Gemara profoundly was conveying it's not a quantitative difference, that the whole yesod of the question is wrong. This isn't about Tirda and Achana. Maybe it's a real prohibition. What is that real prohibition based on? So here there could be two possibilities, I think. Really the, I guess, two perspectives on one. You have here the very famous Tosas. Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi. Look back on Nun Amud Aleph for a minute. Tosas says the following. Nun Amud Aleph, Mokum Shenoagu. Tosa says, Omar Riva Shem Riva, the Mefarish B'Yerushalmi, Maishna, Arve Psachim, Mishar Yom Tovim. He's getting right to the issue, right? What is the difference between Erev Pesach and every other Erev Yontif? Okay, so the Talmud Yerushalmi is asking this question now. Says Yerushalmi, quoted by Tosas, Mishum dezmana Pesach michatzos ve'elach. Because the reason for the different timing is because the shechita of the Korban Pesach is at Chatzos. Ba'af yachid ka'amar hasam, b'shar yimos hashana, b'yom shmevi korban, osur b'malacha. Shalmi says that when a person brings a korban to the Beit HaMikdash, that day becomes a kind of a yom tov for him, and he's osur b'malacha. Parich, Yushalmi, they ask, im kein hei kol hayom osur, kumu yachid shemevi korban. that's what you're comparing it to, why doesn't everybody agree that even before Chatzos, from the morning, you should also to do Malacha on Yom Yadalit? Says Yerushalmi, Mefarishasam, Mishim Deroy Lahakriv Mishachres, Aval Pesach, Eni Ochala Krivo Laachar Chatzos. The difference is a typical korban you could bring from any time in the morning. But a korban Pesach has to be Bein Arbayim, therefore it's only at Chatzos. Therefore the Yisra Malacha begins at Chatzos. Then the Yerushalmi goes on, Kidanafkalami Bein Arbayim, Uparach Im Kain, Korban Tamid, Shula Kol Yisrael V'Korban B'Kol Yom, Yehe B'Kol Yom Osir B'Malacha, all of Klal Yisrael are connected to the Tamid. It's a korban tzibur. Maybe every day, every member of Klal Yisrael should be asur b'malacha. Wow. U'mishani shiny tamid shah Torah hotziya min haklal dechsiv yasafta deganecha. Torah says you're supposed to be productive. You're supposed to do malacha. You're supposed to support yourself, right? So how could you support yourself if every single day there's a korban tamid in the Beit Hamikdash, and as the bailim, as the tzibur, connected to the tamid, you're asur b'malacha. Im kein kol yisrael yoshinu b'teilim, mi esof lehem dagan. It's fascinating, Yerushalmi. Mashma hasam, says the Tosas, de midaraisa asura. Now this isur of malacha on Yom Yadalid is an isur min haTorah. Wow. And then he goes on to say, "Benir da'ap is manazeh, the leka krava." What about is manazeh? There's no korban Pesach. Are you allowed to do malach after chatzos? He says, in his opinion, "Kivin shenasar oz aser liola." The Baal HaMor disagrees. If you look at the Baal HaMor here on Nun Amud Aleph, he says, if the reasoning is the korban, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no korban, so the Mizman Hazeh, even Lachar Chatzos, all you'd have to do is like, he says it becomes like every regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. Samach L'mincha, right? It's in a row of Simen Bracha. The special din of Erev Pesach, that no longer applies.
What's the nature of the Isa Malacha? Is it Lametes Malachas? What does it mean, Isa Malacha?
Not so clear. Not so clear. Well, we'll get back to it in a minute. There's not so much information about it. It doesn't mean not to go to work, not business as usual. You know, that's clear. Doesn't sound like it's the Avos Malachos exactly, but more like Cholamoid, we'll see. For the Rambam, it sounds like it's more like Cholamoid. He compares it to Cholamoid. So we'll get to that.
According to the Isa Malacha doesn't exist bizman hazeh because we don't have the carbon. So yeah. When we had the discuss of having the base in Migdash and people were Tameh and they were bringing Pesach Sheni, they weren't involved with the carbon. They also would not have an Isa Malacha because they weren't involved with the carbon at all.
That's a great question. On the other hand, they were part of the tzibur.
No, but it's you're saying that the bar is really holding that's the reason. So,
yeah, you know, the truth is that Korban Pesach is a very interesting, or just somebody Bedera Krokoka, you're saying.
Right.
Or same idea. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I'm going to explain why I think that's a great question, but I'll explain that. That's kind of the divide between the two things that I want to say. I'll just say it straight. The Yerushalmi, you know, can really be understood in two ways. Pashtus of the Yerushalmi, this is very much related to the Hakrava and being violent. Even the end of the Yerushalmi, where he says, that's a little harder, maybe not. No, I'm not sure. Right, as you're saying. Let's say Derek or Koka. But is that because it's a kind of, you know, Shami Bana Mikdash, or Davar Sheva Minyan, you know, you need the Gadol Men B'Chachma Min. If you look at the Rishon, the Baal HaMor here says, it's like every other Shabbos and Yontif, there's no special din anymore at all. The Ramban in Mechamos and the Ravid and Tosfot Peretz, they all disagree. But most of them disagree for technical reasons. Like they say, you know, again, Shami Bana Beis HaMikdash, Minagav HaSeina B'Yadeinu, you know, those kind of things, which makes it seems like the real din is not is batel, but you know, we keep it up, you know, for the sake of the future. But I'm not sure that Tosis means that. It sounds like Tosis might mean something more fundamental. So I think your point is a great point. For the Baal HaMor, I think you're 100% right. What would be, you know, Bizman HaMikdash for somebody who wasn't participating in Pesach Rishon, but it is a Zman where there is a Pesach Rishon, would that be better, you know, or the same, you know, or worse? Hard to know, but that's certainly one way to look at it. What I want to suggest is something a little different, maybe for Tosas, and that is that it's not technically befoal the Korban. It's the fact that it's the day of the bringing of the Korban. And that at Chatzos is the time of Shchitas Korban Pesach. And the idea is that the Yom Yadalid, partly the whole Yom Yadalid, something I alluded to before, that when you say Achilek, it has Hashpa'ah on the beginning of the day too, because it's still part of the same day, even when we're splitting it. But especially after Chatzos, is a kind of Miktsas Yom Tov, not just for those participating in the Korban Pesach, but by virtue of the fact that it's the Zman HaKrovos Korban Pesach. And I really think this is true, particularly for the Rambam. And I'll show you why. Well, I might as well go to it right now. So, I see my time is almost up. So let me read these Rambams. I'm going to copy them. You know, I'll send them out for next week so we can finish this off, and then I'm going to do the next topic. Let me just read it to you now. The Rambam, when he discusses this halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov, Parakhes, in my opinion, upgrades everything about Isur Melacha on Yom Yadalad. Meaning he projects that this is not just a tirda din. Everything the Rambam does is to kind of advance the stature of this Isur and therefore the day of Yadalad. So let me just read the key lines. Ram says in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin, again, I'll try to send it next week. Asur Lasas Malacha B'Arba Yomim Tovim, the din that the Gemara begins with, right? Min HaMincha L'Mala, Kamo Arva Shabbosos, Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif, you refrain late in the afternoon, right, from Malacha. The Kala Osa Malacha Behen Einaro Simen Bracha. Exact Gemara, rule elaborated in our Gemara, Leola. The Gorin Bo Umavatan Osa Bal Korcho. And you can scream at him, it's an opportunity to scream at somebody, give Musar, right, and so on. Aval Ein Makin Osa Makas Mardas. Okay, that far you can't go. The Ein Sar Klomar Shem Menadin Osa. Then he says, Chutz me'erev ha-Pesach achar chatzos, with the exception of erev Pesach after chatzos, sha'osa bo melacha achar chatzos minadin oso. So far it's exactly the Gemara. The ein tzarich lomar shemakin oso makis mardus im lo niduhu, that's already new, that this makis mardus, maybe it's a kol shekein. Either way, it isn't in the Gemara. This part is certainly not in the Gemara. Listen carefully. Lefi Sheyom Arba Asar B'Nisan Enu Kashar Arba Yomim Tovim. It's not a typical Erev Yontif. Why? You would have expected here, there's so much to clean, there's so much to prepare. That's not what he says. B'Pnei Sheyesh Bo Chagiga U'Shchitas Karban. Wow. First of all, the fact that he mentions the Chagiga, this is Chagiga Siddalit. It was a fascinating korban in its own right. I'll just tell you my view. The Rambam, unlike Balei Tosis and others who have a different understanding of Chagiga Siddalit, the Rambam thinks the din of Chagiga Siddalit is Doraisa. And he thinks, I believe, that it's a kiyum in the quasi-yontif status of Yom Yadalit. That's a big statement. I'll back it up a little bit next week. I'll try. So the Yerushalmi doesn't mention Chagigas Yadalit. It mentions the Korban Pesach. And frankly, once you've mentioned the Korban Pesach, what do you need to mention the Chagigas Yadalit? Chagigas Yadalit wasn't even brought every year. The Mishnah says later on in Samach Tes, in Psachim, that, you know, Betuma, if it was B'Shabbos, if it was B'Meruba, there were conditions where they didn't bring Chagiga Siddalit. Either way, Chagiga Siddalit, the Gemara calls it a Rishus, whatever that means. Maybe this is the Rambam L'Shitaso. He upgrades Chagiga Siddalit. But what does it mean? What is Chagiga Siddalit? And he doesn't even mention Korban Pesach. He says, U'shchitas HaKorban, like the thing that you shacht. Of course, it's Korban Pesach. Listen to this. Then he goes on in Halacha Yedchas, and he says, "Lefikach Yom Yudalid B'Nisan Osar Basias Melacha Midivrei Sofrim." That's always an upgrade from a regular drabanan. Very important for the Rambam. And then the key words, "Kimo Cholosh Omoed." The Rambam compares. That's why when you asked me before, like, what is it? What's Isar Melacha? Right? The Rambam compares. There's no source for this, except his deep global understanding of all the sources. The Yom Yadalid's Isra Malacha is like Chol HaMoed. Bukal mi Chol HaMoed. When you compare something to Chol HaMoed and then you say it's Kal, that's a fascinating, I mean, it's the closest thing you can think of. The Eina Osir Elim Michatze Yom Lamala, Juzman Ashchita, that's the time. Ava Menetzachama Ad Chatze Yom Toli B'Minag. Notice he took Neitzachama, Mokom Shnogel Lasos Osin, Mokom Shnogel Shlal Lasos Enosin. Next halacha, like in Pirush Mishnayis, Lishitaso, since the Rambam thinks this is a kind of real Isra Malacha, a quasi Yom Tov type, Chalamoi type Isra Malacha. So when the Mishnah says there's a difference between beginning and completing a previously began Malacha, everybody learns the Mishnah as referring to, you know, b'makom, you know, shenagu iser malacha. But if you started it earlier, you can do it. It's a kula. Only the Rambam says this Mishnah is a chumra. Listen to the Rambam. Afilu makom shenagu lasos. Even in a tight place where they do malacha, lo yatchil betila lasos malacha biyadalid. Afilu b'shiyachal ligmar kardem chatos. El Gimel Manios Bovat, says the Ravid, Omer Avram, Lokein Tzuras HaAlacha, El Rabbi Meir, Kol Malacha Shil Tzorek HaMoed, Komeris B'Yadalad, Afil B'Mokom Shinoga, Shalom La'asos, Nishalol Tzorek HaMoed, Osun B'Mokom, Shinoga La'asos. I mean, it's the opposite. This din is a kula in the mission, not a chumra. The Rambam is a chumra. So look, one more thing before we adjourn. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halakha Aleph, this is the Makom HaPatish. Here he talks about Isra Malacha and Chol HaMoed. So the Rambam says, Chol HaMoed, Afa Bishlo Nemar Bo Shabbason, even though the Torah doesn't say Shabbason, Ho V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh, since the Torah uses the expression Mikra Kodesh even regarding Chol HaMoed, quasi Yom Tov, in other words, v'hareuzman chagiga b'mikdash. You can bring the chagiga on Chol HaMoed. Also, batzias malacha, kedosh lo yeh kashar yimechol, shem mem kedusha klal. Also, malacha asura makin makas mardus. Say makas mardus, but what's even better? What does the Rambam associate isur malacha and chol moed with? Mikor kodesh and chagiga. So, is it a coincidence? That's a chiddush in Perek Zayin. So, is it a coincidence that in Perek Ches, when he talks about and when he expands Yisra Malacha and Yudalit after Chatzos, and even before Chatzos, that he mentions its Chagiga, even as he compares it to Chol HaMoed? Right? Methinks not. Meaning it's not a coincidence. So the Rambam really understood, maybe understood this in the Yerushalmi, that we're not just talking about the Yom Tov of Befoal being involved in the Korban Pesach, but that the Zman of Shechitas Korban Pesach has quasi-Yom Tov status. So we'll talk about this next week. The Arayas, the Gra, and the Rach is a very important. That's why I always like to say that Chag HaPesach is the Hagdama of Chag HaMatzos. When I talk about Chag HaPesach, I mean a number of the different manifestations that the day of Yudalit, especially from Chatzos, but some of the dinim even earlier, but that bringing the Korban Pesach itself has a yontif status, quasi yontif.
Why is Chatzos so critical? Is it don't she have to bring the Korban Tamid before the Korban Pesach?
Yeah, the truth is Korban Pesach is an exception to Alei HaShleim. But still, it's kosher b'zman chatzos.
Yeah, but
that's the zman. On the contrary, even though befoal you can't really do it at chatzos,
right?
Because it should be after the Tamid Shobein Arbaim, which typically was actually brought at 12:30,
which is after chatzos.
Yeah, and a half an hour even after that.
Okay,
but according to what I'm suggesting, it's the time period of Shechitas Korban Pesach, not the actual Shechita v'Hakrava. The before Shechita v'Hakrava may have to wait in line, but the time zone for it, with regard to Derech Rakoka, for the that's again Rambam l'shita. So why it depends on Chatzos. The Rambam says, I mentioned Derech Rakoka starts at Nates and ends at Chatzos. It's also a big chiddush. Why? Yeah. As for the Rambam, Chatzos is the Rubicon. Chatzos is the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach. B'dieved, if you were to do Shechitas Korban Pesach and Chatzos, it would be kosher. Hai l'maisa, you're not doing it this year, you're not doing it next, you're never doing it?
Right.
That doesn't matter. Because it's not Tirda or Befoal. Right? That's just why Dr. Maybrook said, like, what if you're B'derek Rechoka? Or your tummy. I don't think for the Rambam it matters at all. The Rambam registers this halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov, not in Hilchos Korban Pesach, not in Hilchos, Tamidin U'Musafim.
Is there a Korban Tamid aspect to the Korban Pesach, even though it's brought by Yechidim, but since all of Klal Yisrael brings that Korban, would it have some semblance of Korban Tzibur?
Which?
The Korban Pesach.
So there's another big, massive topic. I'm not going to go into it. But there's conflicting Gemaras, conflicting evidence, whether we treat Korban Pesach as a Korban Tzibur.
So if it's a Korban Tzibur, this would answer Dr. Maybrook's question.
No, let me explain. It's brought Bikinufya. But it's not a Korban Tzibur in the normal sense of the word. A typical Korban Tzibur is like a Tamid or a Musaf, which is one Korban for Klal Yisrael.
Right.
This, every Minui, every Chabura, brought its own Korban Pesach. But it's not, but it was all done at the same time, the Kenufia. And if you look in the evidence, it's conflicted. Sometimes we treat it like a Korban Tzibur, sometimes we treat it like a Korban Yachid. It's fascinating that it's somewhere in between. Okay. Both because it's a Korban of a Chabura, and also because, as I'm trying to explain today, the bringing of the Korban Pesach generates a kind of Mitzvas Yom Tov. You know? And at the same time, it's related very much to Shachto also, Kol Klal, Kol Kahal Yisrael, to each individual and especially to each group. So it's a fascinating hybrid, which makes it fits into a lot of different things. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about this next week, and then we'll continue on in the next Gemara, but I will produce Mirtzah Shem Hashit with some of these Rambams and a few other things.